child without your presence, we respond to your great love.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Reverend Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for building people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the LCI Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Gratitude is ours.
The full title is Great and Precious Promises. Everybody say great and precious promises. Well, I want to say it in English, and then you say it in Ghana, so that it's straightforward. Everybody say great and precious promises. One more time. Great and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Reading from verse 3, the Bible says, knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. Verse 4 says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Amen. I also want to read 2 Peter chapter 1. I am reading verse 3 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. The Bible says, and I'm reading, let me finish reading. According as his divine power has given unto us, the Bible says, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and to virtue. That is verse 3. And then verse 4. Verse 4 is where I take the title of my message. I'm reading verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. The first part, it says, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that so that we can be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now listen very carefully. Just 5 minutes, just listen with me and then we'll go home. Great and precious promise. 2014, I want you to know that there's a promise for you. We mark the first Sunday of the year as Covenant Sunday. Covenant Sunday means that we come into an agreement. Because the word covenant means agreement. No, I didn't add God. I say covenant means we come into an agreement. Tell somebody, I agree. I have made some agreements in my life. How many have made agreements in your life? Almost everybody. On a day-to-day basis, we are agreeing.
We are making covenants. We are making contracts. A contract or a covenant is an agreement between two parties. Where one party agrees to do something. And the other party also agrees to do something. And then they seal the agreement sometimes with some items or something. It could be a document with the sign. It could be money exchanging hands. It could be human beings. They are contracts between countries. They are contracts between businesses. Are you following what I'm saying? Most of us, when we buy a new phone, we immediately go into a contract. Especially if it is a smartphone. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Because before you can use the phone, they will ask you, do you agree to something? And also, we lie. They say, have you read? And then you can't read the thing. They just say, I agree. You understand what I'm saying? I agree. Computers, I agree. And then we are moving on. But listen very carefully. I have made a few contracts and covenants in my life. Rent agreements. But I realize one of the most important covenants I've made in my life is my marriage covenant. My marriage covenant. That was made for me on the 27th of August 1994 with a lady called Patsy.
Lady Pastor Patsy.
Are you with me? Everybody say great and precious promise. A covenant is always based on some promise that one party decides and the other party agrees. And God has also made different covenants throughout history. Time does not allow me to go through all the covenants. But there was a covenant that he made. The first one was with the son. Iria. That the son shall give light and life to us. He made another covenant, which is called the covenant in the Garden of Eden. He made a covenant with Adam. He made a covenant with Cain. With Noah. Different sorts of covenants. But the covenant that is most popular is the Mosaic or the Moses covenant. This is the Old Testament. Which is in the Old Testament. Everybody listen to me. But along the line, God realized that the covenant with Moses was not enough. So God decided to bring a better covenant. And that covenant was in his son, Jesus Christ. I'm just about to end, but I want you to know that for every single person sitting here, God has great and precious promises for you. Now, as the world is moving to an end, the Bible says that this know also that in the last days, scoffers shall come and they will start asking some questions. That was the first scripture that we read. In the book of Peter, wasn't it?
Yeah, Peter will know me.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. The world is now full of covenant breakers. Even in the church. And if you are not careful, because covenant breaking has become normal, you can also begin to become a covenant breaker. The worst part of it is that you can easily think that God is also a covenant breaker. You will not open your mouth to say it, but by your attitudes, you will say that God, Oye Otrofo. So there are a lot of Christians today, in as much as they come to church, they pray, they sing, they dance, they don't believe God. Shepherds, prayer warriors, pastors, they have stopped believing God. They have become like the people who come saying that, where is the promise which was promised to our fathers since the beginning of creation? For all things are the same. This morning I came to tell somebody that God doesn't lie. I'm going to end this preaching in the next 2 minutes. And all of us here, I'm going to remind you of the God that doesn't lie. I'm going to remind you of the God that doesn't lie. Because if you want to see whether somebody's word is true, check his history or check his track record. Before you employ somebody, we ask for CV. Before we employ somebody, we ask for what? We ask for what? CV. If you don't know CV, CV is a list of what you have done so far. And we interview you on it to see whether it is you yourself who wrote it or you went to steal it. Who understands what I'm saying? And so now when we check, realize that we'll see who goes school or had an S-O-B-O-A. Now God, he also has a CV. As a God, he has a CV. He has a track record. If you check God, everything that he's promised, he has done it. Begin to think. Let the Holy Spirit begin to remind you of certain things. Pastor, about me, my life, I haven't seen anything. Didn't he promise to keep you? Didn't he promise to keep you? Didn't the people who sinned against God in the desert, didn't God destroy them? When God said he was sending Jesus, didn't he send Jesus? Brother Tony, when God said he would not let the sun smite us by day, hasn't he kept it? It is we who haven't kept our promise.
Keep on interpreting, please. Do you know if God were just to let the sun come down just a little more? I came to assure you on Covenant Sunday that there are great and precious promises for all of us. 20 minutes is not enough for me to tell you everything. But I want to promise you, if you can begin to look for the activator of the covenant, the one who makes the covenant work, you will begin to see promises fulfilled in your life. Because for every covenant, there is somebody who has to come to effect it. That is why when on the 27th of August 1994, I signed that covenant with my wife, that night it was me that went into the bedroom. Not Ejako. Put your hands together for the Lord. Are you listening to me? The one who has promised, he will do it. And how does he do it? He does it through the Holy Spirit. I say he does it through the Holy Spirit. So today, as we close, I want you to begin to look at the Holy Spirit. And the way you can look at the Holy Spirit, I said the way you can look at the Holy Spirit, as you pray, as you read the Word of God, as you consciously allow Him to direct you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are some churches that read only the New Testament. There are some churches that read only the New Testament. And there are some churches that read only the Old Testament. Listen. Today, because of the promise that God gave us, and because He wanted it to work, He sent Jesus into the world to be a better covenant. And in order for the covenant to work, that covenant was that God was going to be with us. I said that covenant was that God was going to be with us. Because the Moses covenant, God was not with us. He came through the prophets once in a while. But with the new covenant, which has these promises, God promised He will be with us. In the first service, I'm going to read scriptures that will let you know that He said, and I'm quoting Hebrews chapter 10, but the Bible says that He will write His law in our hearts. And that is the Holy Spirit. You and I, there's one thing that I want you to do. If you're going to receive these great and precious promises, you need to have an open face as you come before God. Not just on Sunday, wherever you are, throughout the year, become open to the Holy Spirit. I say become open to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was the one who was sent to activate the covenant. Jesus came to establish it. But the one who makes it work today is the Holy Spirit. Too many of us, you are looking at pastors. You are looking at pastors. You are paying pastors to pray for you. You are waiting for the pastor to say something. It is important. But what about when the pastor is asleep? What about when the pastor is dead? What about when the pastor is not there? Is God limited? Because the pastor is not available? That is why you need the Holy Spirit. We're going to read the last verses and then we'll close. Verse 16, verse 17, and verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Great and precious promises. Shiwopana. My friend, the nurse, Vero, God's promises are still active. I said, God's promises are still what? Active. Don't join the group that is saying, where is the promise? And you can be a Christian and you have not said it, but that is how you are behaving. Your relation to spiritual things, your relation to the word of God, your relation to prayer, your relation to church, your relation to your neighbor, you can easily be saying that, where is the promise? I don't believe. Charlie? Nothing.
Charlie, no come.
Who understands what I'm saying? One or two people understand what I'm saying. How many understand what I'm saying? But the first Sunday of the year, I'm telling you, and you'll come and give me a testimony, that there are great and precious promises that you are going to experience in the year 2014. The problem with a lot of church people is that they want the pastor to mention exactly what is happening to them. You know how dangerous that thing is. A lying spirit can speak to you. Instead of looking at the Holy Spirit that is inside you and hearing when he's speaking to you, you are waiting for the pastor. In 2014, may you hear the Holy Spirit. I said, may you hear the Holy Spirit. When you have squeezed your face and you are quarreling with church members, may the Holy Spirit minister to you. This is not right. When you are dividing the church into two, into three, this group, we are superior. May the Holy Spirit talk into your heart. Now the Lord is our spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I said there's liberty. I said there's liberty. I said there's liberty. In 2014, may you be released to do well. May you be released to receive promises. May you be released to have every great and precious promise. Verse 16. Nevertheless, one shall turn to the Lord, the Bible says, the veil shall be taken away. You cannot experience better promises when every time there's a covering on your face. When every time can I speak? When every time you are basing everything on what you do. Instead of what the Holy Spirit can do inside you. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2014, I want you to experience great promises. But you can do it. You can receive these promises when you allow the Holy Spirit to be the one motivating you. I said to be the one motivating you. To be the one motivating you. To be the one moving you. And as you pray, as you hear the word of God, as you open your spirit up, may the Holy Spirit move you. May he touch your heart. May he influence your thoughts. May he cause you to direct your heart towards God. We are all going to read verse 17 and verse 18. And then we'll be on our feet. Great and precious promises. Great and precious promises. I say great and precious promises. If I make a list of promises and I start reading them, I still may not get to your own. Because unless the Holy Spirit is directing me, Abigail, I cannot know what is good for you. With my limited mind, I can say something. But if you were to connect to the Holy Spirit, direct, you can receive from the Holy Spirit. I said, if you can connect, if you can stop looking at men to give you the promise, if you can stop looking at your husband or your wife or your boss or your pastor, if you can stop looking at your works and begin to look at the Holy Spirit, it is more direct. It is more direct. Verse 17. And don't forget Covenant Sunday. The covenant is still working. The one that God has promised is still working. It's up to you to experience it. Today's preaching is removing the barrier. I says today's preaching is removing the barrier. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is. If the spirit of the Lord is in this church, you'll be free to prosper. You'll be free from fear. You'll be free to do well. You'll be free for your talents to work. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says there is liberty. And we all, with open face, look at somebody's face. We all, with open face,
I'm talking about better promises. I'm talking about great promises. You cannot experience the love of God if you don't have an open face. You cannot enjoy the agreement if you always have suspicion in your head. If as I'm married to my wife, I'm always suspicious. I cannot enjoy. One of our pastors, he parked his car under a tree. And then when he was coming back, some people told him that a snake has entered the car.
Hey!
Hey! You! Would you drive that car again? He took the car to the fitters. He removed the chairs. He removed the dashboard. The engine. He was, they said, check everywhere. Whether the snake has gone somewhere. He said from that time when he's driving, he rolled up his trousers. He just couldn't feel comfortable. He just could not feel comfortable because he felt there was something there. He didn't have an open face. I'm reading verse 18. Where's verse 18 of the Bible? It says, but we all, everybody say we all. Say one more time, we all. You know what it means? It means that we need to be we. For the church to receive the promises, we need to stand as one. And all of us, we need to have one mind and one heart. We all, with open face. Ask somebody, is your face open? In the spirit. Hold on. Some of you, when you are dealing with each other, this is how you behave. When we are dealing with you, we don't know who we are dealing with. Hey!
Hey!
I said, when we are dealing with you, we don't know who we are dealing with. Today you say something, the next day you say something else. Today you say, I have your back. The next day, you are suspecting something. Am I speaking to somebody here? Those of you have been wearing masks. Kakamotoi. Begin to remove them. Hey!
Hey!
Those of you are like this, like that. Me, Reverend Frank will tell you, I'm a very plain person. It doesn't mean that I talk by heart, no. But I don't like too many barriers. Because the more you build barriers, one day you just realize that you are surrounded by a wall. Nobody can get to you, you can't get to anybody. But if you're going to enjoy the promises of God, as you relate to God, as you relate to God, the Bible says we all, with open face. That's what the Bible says, that when we walk in the light, as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Today's Christians, when we say, close your eyes and let us pray, we have to say, please pick your phone first. When a young man comes into the church and he says he wants to marry somebody, we cannot trust his word. We have to do investigations and find out whether he has promised somebody else before. Hey!
Hey!
When somebody stands in the church praying to God, he does not believe that God will supply. Because as he's praying to God, his mind is on his uncle. His mind is on his pastor. So if his pastor doesn't respond, this church, there's no love inside. But we all, I said we all, in 2014, as we mark Covenant Sunday, I want you to renew your covenant with God. God hasn't changed. It is we that we change. He still wants to give you the promise. But it's up to you to look. I said it's up to you to look. We all, with open face, beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord. In 2014, may you see the glory of the Lord. I said, may you see the glory of the Lord. May you see the glory of the Lord. The Bible says, we are changed. We are changed. We are changed. We are transformed. Believe me, a time is coming. You will not recognize yourself. I say you will not recognize yourself. Because God is working on you. God is changing certain things. He is rearranging certain things. There are certain things you have been praying for. But God needs to rearrange certain things before he can bring that particular thing. Because if that particular thing were to come now, it will not be good for you. I say it will not be good for you. But you need to have an open face. And you need to believe that God is working things out. That God is keeping his promise. I said that God is keeping his promise. That God is keeping his promise. I said God is keeping his promise. Step by step, he is doing something inside your life. Some of you, it's a character that he's changing so that he can bring other things. Because the present character cannot handle certain things. Some of you, if God were to give you $1 million, you would die tomorrow. Because you can't handle it. God is teaching you to handle 100 cities. God is teaching you to handle 200 cities. This year, God will teach you to handle 1,000 cities. God will teach you to handle 10,000 cities. And every stage you need to be with him. I said every stage you need to understand. Every stage you need to open your heart. Recently I met a young lady. And the Spirit of God told me that there's something you're supposed to do in this person's life. And I didn't know what it was. But because I had an open face, and I removed every dark thing. Recently, I was in a meeting, and I realized that this is what God wanted me to do. I'm speaking to somebody here. Those of you who have forgotten God, and those of you who are saying that the promise of God is past. Those of you who say that, oh, God is not doing anything. Begin to have an open face. As I begin to have an open face, beholding us in the glass, the glory of God. The Bible says, Augustina, you and I, we have been changed. There's a transformation going on. For us to receive the promise, there's a transformation. I said there's a transformation. I met my wife on the first day of August. 19 something. But I didn't marry her that same day. We had to go through something where all of us were changing. Counseling. Till that day, we signed the contract. And then we went in. And we started marriage life. From today, Covenant Sunday, there are great and precious promises for you. Some of you is marriage. Some of you is business. Some of you is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Some of you is a ministry. Some of you, I don't know what it is. But believe God.
They are there for you. Put your hands together, stand to your feet as we close.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong, right into His arms.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Bishop Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323 or 0206-485-107. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at Rose of Sharon Cathedral, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30, 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Tuesday evenings, we meet at 6 to 8 p.m. for our midweek service. And on Friday evenings, we meet from 6 to 8 p.m. for our loyalty and fruitfulness service. God bless you.